Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. He's very hard to hear, though.
Oh. You're hard to hear.
Hear that?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
But you have to communicate through a series of taps and scrapes this whole episode. I've sent you an email. There is a detailed code.
Yes! I love it.
It just says, fuck you, Will. That's the only thing you need to be able to say.
I hit refresh.
He really wanted it.
Yeah.
I hit refresh.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint. All right, let's see.
Oh, you even had to fade out?
I'm fading it out right now, manually. You had to get to that part at least.
Sweet.
There we go.
Is this foreshadowing? Lank is the 13th doctor.
Yep, and Bathwack's going to be turned into K-9. Yeah, this is an offshoot episode. Everybody has to pick the companion that their character most closely matches.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm the Dr. Donna.
Oh my god, she's the best one.
Dr. Donna.
Damn it!
Donna,
I got there first.
I don't know. Will sucks.
We also don't know any of the old ones.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have many options.
That's true.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice, Haiku Edition.
Oh, whoa, no way, really? He wrote a bunch of haikus!
I'm so excited.
I just verified. Oh, goodness.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Did you say you were terrified?
If it doesn't rhyme properly, I'm hanging up. Oh, wait. Haiku rhyme. Don't need to rhyme.
Yep. Everybody start counting. Get your fingers
up. That wasn't
up.
Haiku.
I can be in any pentameter I want.
Uh-oh.
Blues canon.
Okay, sorry.
Dragon skull was found. Will tried hard to curse Batwack. Nick got in the way. Rain came pouring down. Rafina prayed and frolicked. Lank joined in a bit. Steed Corral bore up the load of the bone relic off to the tower. Esmeralda danced. Bumpy elevator ride. Will gave up the bed. No watch was set. Oops.
Oh, I know, shit. Yeah, that was such a DM move. You were a real DM. Whoa.
Creepy Lank creeped on Batwack.
Creepy Lank.
The wolf boy bit Nick.
Oh no! You're trying to kill off Nick.
We should
you.
Have killed him.
Yeah.
The wolf boy.
Crap.
Not Nick.
Oh, I think he's going
to creepy Lank.
He's trying to kill Will's conscience.
Hey, I gave him the bed!
And look where that got.
I know!
So, to summarize with a little bit less restriction syllabically.
See, the good thing about that, though, is that we all had to pay attention. Usually we're all joking and laughing.
That's right.
But we were like, wait, we gotta focus. Oh, okay, we got it.
Next time it'll be iambic pentameter.
I want limericks.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. High five. You're gonna do it. I can tell. I know.
The time after that, it'll be in Portuguese, and we have to be there translating. What the hell did he just say? What?
The most useful summary ever. This thing is ostensibly for your benefit. It just gets more and more obtuse. It's just all for me. And eventually, I'll do an epic poem at some point. So, yeah, basically, all that happened. But where we are currently We're at the top of this wizard's tower. Mm-hmm. Everyone was asleep. It's the middle of the night. Everybody woke up to see Lank with his hands around the holy symbol around Bathwack's neck. Mm-hmm. And then Rafina noticed, off in the dark corner, a figure, hairy figure, on top of Nick with its teeth in his throat. So I think it's probably a good idea to everybody for everybody to give me an old-fashioned initiative roll at this point.
Okay. But I want to talk about what we're going to do.
That's fine. You can do that while I'm gathering everybody's initiative rolls.
I'm a 14 plus blah, whatever I get.
It doesn't help me.
I feel like 14 should be enough information.
It's all not. Right, So you could all have always just lied and told me 14 and pretended like you added it.
Sometimes I do.
I know.
I'm just kidding. What do you mean you know?
On that note, I rolled a 19 plus 1.
Ooh, nice.
Plus 1?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a plus 3.
Blank, having just poured himself a drink, because he rolled a natural 1.
Oh, no!
Yeah, starting off good. And I always love to give Blank this one. There we go.
I love that so much.
What did you get?
19.
So, Abby, go ahead and talk about what you're going to do.
So, I was thinking about how we could rescue the boy. Hmm. I know we can only wish or decurse him, and we can't do it either of those because none of us has that capability, but I had some other idea. So let me now remember that idea.
I wish that's how memory worked. Let me now remember, and it just comes to mind.
Yeah, oh, that would be useful.
I was thinking...
This is very sweet, but like when someone is... You know, when someone turns into a vampire, they're dead, right?
Okay, so...
Well, he's a werewolf, not a vampire.
Is that kind of the distinct thing? No.
What?
It's not.
Well, the people have been out in the daylight. I mean, just as far as we know, the little we have witnessed in this land, I don't know if anyone else is a werewolf expert, but the things that we have witnessed in this land are that the adults were in the sunlight, they were walking around, they eat people, so they eat food... They drank wine.
Point of order. Point of order.
Okay.
Since this game has started, you have never seen anybody in the sunlight.
Okay, in the daylight. In the cloudful daylight.
Well, you've also seen vampires in the cloudful daylight.
We've seen even... But no, like Doru and stuff, they were hiding in boxes.
I guess the spawn you had seen inside.
Right.
You've seen Strahd.
Right. But like, I feel like Strahd... I mean, and this is me, I don't know, but like...
He was wearing a visor.
He was an accountant.
One of those, yeah, green...
He's a certified public accountant. I feel like he's like so super powerful that he's kind of like Lestat from the Vampire Chronicles. Like he can be out in the daytime, it doesn't matter, he won't die. Like I just feel like that is he's like a different kind of creature almost. I don't know that is just my speculation because he's so freaking powerful and we were able to beat other vampires but we weren't able to beat him. That's just what I thought. And I also, my other thought was like just the fact that it is cloudy. For him, that makes it okay, even though it is still... it's not direct sunlight, but it's still daytime.
It is daytime, that's true.
And those vampires were hiding in boxes in the shaded... And see, maybe this is just like a plot hole, but like those other vampires that we fought in the Coffin Maker shop, he had the blinds drawn and everything.
The windows were covered in that room.
Right.
And the other one was down in the pit. Though, remember what happened when they were exposed to the holy symbol wielded
right,
by Batwing.
But that was like pure sunlight.
Hmm.
But anyway, we were talking about werewolves, okay, DM?
Sorry, point of order, closed.
Okay. So, how do they make him a werewolf? Do we know how that condition happens? Is it poison? Because if he's poisoned, I can lesser restoration him.
I'm guessing it's like a bite. Every time that we were bitten in...
It's venom.
I don't know.
Venom is poison.
I don't know if
I win. Here's what we're going to do. See if we can try. It's not going to work. I know it's not going to work. I can tell
that Rafina's going to win.
Tell by the way that Eric smiled.
That's what I said. I can tell by his face that it's not going to work.
I blame him.
I blame him.
I'm sitting right next to you.
I'm just telling you what's happening. Like, you're acting like I'm in charge of, like, what's going on.
Anyway, but I feel like we could, I think we should paralyze him and just carry him around until we get the ability to decurse him or wish off the spell.
Do you think this longsword is sharp enough to paralyze him?
Which vertebrae should we aim for?
Because meanwhile, like, Nick's blood was, like, shooting up in spurts. So I think if Rafina's the only one that noticed that, she should probably tell us.
I like the idea that Bathwack and Rafina are having this, you know, casual chit-chat while Lank is sleepwalking on his chest.
Listen, if the fights take, you know, 100 years per 6 seconds, then I think that this conversation is happening in, you know, the twinkle of an eye. It's really no time whatsoever.
Well, I mean, you were talking out of character, so, you know, that's fine. Like, that's totally allowed in Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. So, okay. So, like, what happens in real time? I mean, that's, I guess, what has to happen.
Yep, that's true.
So, who had the highest initiative?
Well, Bathwack did.
Well, Bathwack.
So, well, I guess Nat's dead.
I know.
Has to go first.
I know. Well, I think
Bathwack kills kills Lank.
Yeah.
He kills the kid.
He winds up for a swing at Nat, takes off Lank's head on the backswing, takes off Nat's head on the front swing, goes back to sleep.
And somehow both heads thump into Will's chest.
Stunt first.
Nice.
Right. Almost unphysical.
So,
right.
Last time he had said anyway. He's gonna punch Lank. I hope he still does.
He did.
I hope he still does.
I'm not going to hold him to that.
I hope he still does. I'm just saying I hope. It's so dramatic. I mean, love it.
You know.
All right, Katie, calm down.
This all unfolds so quickly. It's really hard to change your instincts.
That's right. True.
And you don't see what's happening to Nick. I just hope that someone says something. Really
you
quick.
Just don't want to.
All right. Well... I mean, I still haven't heard anyone say anything, right?
What? Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
No.
How
I'm punching Lank
you?
As right, hard yeah. as I can, but I don't want to kill him.
Ooh.
But I want to hit him hard enough to move him off of me.
Whoa.
Okay.
And then I'm going to prepare my weapons, I guess.
All right. So you are lying prone, so you'll be rolling at disadvantage.
All right.
But go ahead and roll your attack for an... You're just punching? No sword? Okay. So just an unarmed strike.
I punch with my sword.
That's what he calls punching.
That's what I meant.
I'm getting mixed messages here.
But I don't want to kill him.
All right, so an unarmed strike, I don't know how you do that, but...
It's still... I think it should be the same attack bonus as your sword. It's going to be plus your strength, plus your proficiency bonus.
All right. So, okay. This disadvantage thing sucks.
Yeah,
that's why it's called disadvantage.
Which is Latin for the sucks.
Yeah, suck advantage. Dis is the prefix meaning suck.
All right, so that's 12.
All right, I'm assuming that misses your AC, Lank, if I remember correctly.
It does. Does it make any difference that I'm asleep?
Nope.
No. What, do you want to get hit?
Well, it might wake me up.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay. So right, you're still at disadvantage.
Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens. Bum, 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 bum. No, not really.
Oh.
15.
My armor class is 17.
Are you kidding me? Your leg is big as my foot.
Oh, you hit him. It just thuds directly into his armor.
Oh my
he absorbs
God.
The All blows.
I sleep in All my right. armor. Of course I do.
All right.
Oh, no. I get up. When I sleepwalk, I first put on my armor and then wander around.
Yep. Except for that time you were naked. Or multiple times? Wait.
No, I was still in my armor. I just, you could see everything.
I forgot to mention, that's always true.
Right.
That's how his armor's crafted.
There ain't no armor that's going to hold this in.
That's why
now I know why your armor class is so high.
And that's why he was so disturbed from the werewolves. He didn't want things to touch. No touching, no touching.
No touching, no touching.
So, oh my god.
So I'm I'm prone. I don't. I should have thought this through a little bit better, but I'm prone. I'm lying on the bed, and Lank is sitting
on me. You're not
on the
bed. You're on the floor.
I'm on the floor. That's right. And yes. Lank is like on top of me.
Yep.
And I just tried to hit him, and I missed twice. I hit his armor.
Yeah, you did. You were ineffectual twice.
And now I'm still lying there with him on top of me.
Yes, nothing has changed.
And there's nothing I can do now because I just wasted my action, right?
You could try to move.
Ugh.
He's not technically grappling you or anything.
Oh.
He's just grabbing your holy symbol.
Like, he has his hand around it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So if I move, he might rip it off my neck?
Maybe.
Mike's pretty heavy. Dangling from
that
your
might
neck.
Help him.
You gotta think about what the tensile strength of that chain is. And think of the weight of a fully armored sleeping dwarf. Sleeping yeah. adds 10 pounds.
Okay, yeah. 17 ounces.
Well, I should have just rolled on top of you. That's what I should have done.
Oh!
I could try to move, right? But that's an attack.
Hmm? You can move. It's not an attack.
Yeah, moving is you have a move action, so you could stand, or you could try to crawl away.
I thought standing from prone is a full action.
Standing from prone takes half your move action. So if you have 30 feet of movement, you could stand up and then move 15 feet.
Okay, cool.
All right, I should try to stand, and that's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
And then Lank's dangling from the...
You stand. Lank, give me a strength check.
While I'm asleep. That is 18.
Okay.
You bastard.
So you stand up. You feel the chain bite into the back of your lizardy neck for a moment, and then it snaps. Lank is on his feet, clutching the holy symbol, standing in front of you.
That's it. Now I'm going to kill you.
This is obnoxious.
Exactly how many moves does Bathwag get here? Tried to hit me and miss. Tried to hit me and miss. Stood all up. Right. Now I'm going to kill you. So,
well, it's going to kill you 6 seconds from now.
Yeah. So we're at like 4.5 seconds here. I have half my movement. Where are the exits?
Down. There's a platform in the middle of the room that has an elevator. Otherwise, there are technically four windows. You are four stories up. There's also arrow slits that you definitely could not fit through.
All right. All right, well, it'll be fun to see you jump. Can I what I'd either like to do is try to move in such a way that I can block the platform down.
Okay.
Or simply, can I send the platform down without standing on it?
Yes. If you recall, the platform... Well, I mean, you don't know. The platform was activated via voice command, up or down. You would only go up.
So I'm going to move to block the platform entrance, and I'm going to shout down, and then we'll call that at the end of 6 seconds.
Okay. Are you going to move away from Lank to try to get as close to the platform as you can, or are you going to stay in like contact distance from him?
Oh, I don't know how big the room is.
You could get maybe... He's about... Right now, you're about 10 feet away from the platform, so you could step back and get closer to it.
I'd like to try to block him. I don't think I can, though, right? There are four entrances to the platform, or even more.
I mean, it's just a hole in the middle of the room. It's not really even an entrance. There's some chains around it, but it's just the platform. So there's no walls blocking the sides of it. It's literally just a square in the middle of the floor.
Well, crap. All right, then I'll just stay within contact distance of Lank.
And just put yourself between him and it.
Put myself between him and the platform and shout down.
Got it.
We'll see if it goes down. Yeah.
Okay. Bathwax shouts down with the intent of lowering the platform, and it in fact does begin to descend.
Very smart.
So now there is a gaping hole in the middle of the floor. Will, it's your turn.
Okay. Can I take a second to look? I'm just woken up. I'm not being crawled on. I'm not, so can I take a second to look around the room and see the werewolf, or am I really still only aware of Bathwax and Lank?
With your initial perception rolls that we had initially rolled, right now that's your main focus.
Okay, so...
I mean, you could take more time to try to get a sense of
so
things.
So I would take my whole turn to just get a sense.
You would at least sacrifice part of what you would have time to do.
Hmm. Okay, so if I take a second... Like, do I roll perception for Bernard? Does Bernard notice? Because he's there too.
That's a good point. I don't think I had you do that before, so okay. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Fuck. I don't know what his addition is, but it's probably not
It's good. A four plus his perception? No.
He's like, I'm a dog. I'm here. Like,
I mean, you point out the Lank situation, so he's aware of that.
Okay.
It's not like they're invisible, but yeah.
Okay. So I think I am fascinated by what is happening.
I'm sure you are.
So all of that has happened?
Yeah.
Like, so I see
Pretty
Lank
much. You
dangling.
You see it, like, happening.
And then I see he has it.
And then Bathwack stands, you know, he circles around to put him, and then the platform starts to go down.
Can I go over and try to sleight of hand it away from Lank, or is he, like, really grabbing onto it?
He is. He's grabbing it hard enough so that he was able to snap the chain that's around Bathwack's neck.
Okay.
Am I able to yell when it's not my turn?
No.
I thought we could do anything we wanted.
You usually can,
yeah.
Abby.
I am going to...
You've had a whole week to think about this.
I'm sorry, I did, but I thought of a completely different thing. I forgot that I didn't realize that I didn't see Nick being attacked. So... I am going to cast Shock and Grasp and have Bernard go bite Lank to see if the shock will make him drop the thing.
All right.
Sorry, Lank.
Maybe it'll wake him up, at least.
Shock and Grasp is not a great... It's not, like, super powerful or anything. It just... I'm hoping that it maybe makes you drop
it. What form is Bernard in? He's a
dog.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
So, 22. That hit?
I believe Greg had said his AC is 17.
That's right, yep.
Yep, so that hits. So what are the effects?
On a hit, the target takes 1d8 lightning damage. That's actually more than that because I'm at 5th level. I'm more than 5th level. It's 2d8 lightning damage, and it can't take reactions until the start of its next turn.
Okay.
1, 2, 3! 3 damage! I've got you now, Lank! But I think that makes sense. I'm not trying to kill him or anything. I'm just trying to shock him, maybe wake him up, maybe make him drop the thing.
Yep.
That's my plan.
All right. So roll 3d8 lightning damage, Greg. Or no, take 3. What the hell am I saying? Take 3 lightning damage.
I'd already taken the 3 damage, but this sounds like it's going to be more significant.
He was going to shoot it back at me.
And also roll a wisdom saving throw.
Plus 1, 14.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to do?
Yes. First of all, I'm also going to shout out Lank. Like, Lank, wake up! You know, like that kind of thing. Because he's known to do this, so I don't think... We're all surprised, but it's not that surprising. So I'm like, that's all I can get out. And then...
Like if you want to stand up.
Yeah, I want to get up. Yes.
Okay. And then do you want to move?
Nope. I don't want to go anywhere near that guy that I just shocked because he's going to kick my ass.
Okay. Rafina, it's your turn.
All right. First thing I'm going to do is yell, you guys, look at Nick! Look at Nick and Ned! This is terrible!
Oh, no!
You just hear a bunch of N names and you're not sure what she's talking about. Look at Nick! Ned!
And I immediately do Guiding Bolt because I know it probably won't completely disarm him because he's a werewolf and I'm not using a silver weapon, but I just want to paralyze him so that we can take stock of the situation. I'm just trying to get him.
I think you should disarm him.
I don't have my stupid fancy crossbow under my pillow. I have to do something right away.
I meant like take his arms off.
Yeah, he meant literally disarm. Yeah. Disarm.
Nice.
I go over and I yank at his arms.
And then he kills her too.
Okay, so go ahead and make a spell attack.
All right. Oh, good, a 5. Fantastic. Plus...
And that's plus your spell attack bonus.
Yeah, which is 6 now. So it's 11.
Okay, that does miss. Unfortunately.
I am a little frantic and uncontrolled at the moment.
All the sleep dust in your eyes obscures your vision a little bit. You didn't rub it away first. And
she totally has a product called sleep dust, and it's just dust that she rubs into her eyes
before she goes to bed.
She goes to sleep.
She feels bad for the Sandman, wants to save him the trouble.
It's the right thing to do, guys.
So your attack goes wide. This flash of light crashes into the wall next to one of the arrow slits behind Nick and this creature on top of him.
All right, so I'm gonna leap towards the two of them.
Okay. You can get right up on them.
Okay, but then I'm done, right?
Yep. Okay. All right. Now it is Esmeralda's turn. She is going to look around the room, and then she is going to cast Magic Missile.
Ooh.
So she's going to utter a few words.
Magic Missile.
Yep, those are the words. Magic Missile.
That was like the first spell I ever knew about from D&D because of that.
It's a pretty classic one.
I've never heard of it.
I use it to attack the darkness. It's that little sketch mm-hmm. thing.
Then why are you casting Magic Missile?
All right. So these three glowing darts of magical force shoot out from her fingertips. And they fly across the room and they go doo, 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 right into the back of the creature that's atop of Nick.
Oof.
All right. They all strike true because, as you know, magic missiles always hit.
I didn't
Why
know that.
Why does everyone else know this?
I did not know that. I just knew about the name of the spell. I've never had it or heard mm-hmm. anyone use it. This is my first time! D&D! High five!
Yeah!
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Cool.
They always hit. They're auto-hit.
Makes sense. Missile. All right,
yeah,
cool.
But they do small amounts of damage. But it's a guaranteed... cool, shitty.
What a stupid spell, lady. God!
And she says, we have to save the half-elf! Nick's a half-elf, in case anybody has forgotten.
Who wait,
I'm
who?
Assuming you've all forgotten.
Yeah.
I had, yeah. Totally.
You all know that magic missiles hit, but you have no idea the composition of your party that you've been with these past 12 months or 15 months. All right. And then it is the creature on top of Nick's turn. You see his snout lift from the throat of Nick. You see this furry creature look around, but you can see the features. You can make out that it is, in fact, Nat.
Aww.
Well, we knew that already. Thanks for rubbing
it. You didn't know it. You assumed it. We all heard last week what happened when Lank presumes things. He ends up in Dusseldorf.
But I had awesome perception, so I knew.
Cool. Yeah.
Right?
You didn't know that who it was. You just saw this happening. You were the only one that even saw anything happening to Nick at all. But you're going to know even more intimately here momentarily, because this creature leaps at you, Rafina.
Of course it does.
Teeth and claws first. First it swipes at you, and that's a 15 to hit.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I'm looking at my armor class, which is 16.
Okay, so that misses. The claws scrape against your leather armor, maybe? I don't know what you're wearing. Whatever your armor.
You've said before it's colorful leather.
It's Tyvek.
But I don't know if that's what she actually
said. It's Gore-Tex. All right. And then tries to sink his teeth into you. But he rolls one.
Ah! He's new to this whole being a villain thing.
Yeah, he's just a baby werewolf. Mm-hmm.
He kind of just bounces off of you.
Aww.
And he lands down on his butt in front of you, between you and Nick. He looks up at you, looks kind of stunned. He lets out a yelp when he bounces off of you.
Don't worry, Nat, you'll get me next time.
As he leaps off of Nick's chest, you hear Nick let out a groan.
You're totally going to kill him off this time, aren't you?
And now it is Lank's turn. Lank, right now you are holding the holy symbol, and what you want to do is leave.
Okay. Am I awake?
Lank is just like before when you were sleepwalking in the town. You're aware. You're kind of like a passenger.
Okay.
So Lank, real Lank, true Lank is seeing what's happening and he's sitting back. But
so I'm playing for the will that not necessarily that will, but
correct.
But where there's a will, there's a way, and the way is out.
Rather than Greg sitting back and working more on his dissertation proposal during this this period of time.
Poor Greg.
Right now, you are also in control of the body of Lank, and right now that body wants to take that holy symbol and leave this tower.
Okay.
You are four stories up. There are four windows in the room, as well as arrow slits, which, despite joking about Lang's size, you cannot fit through. And there is an open hole in the ceiling, where the platform just recently departed. Standing between you and that hole is a large lizard man.
You mean in the floor? The hole is in the floor?
What did I say?
The ceiling.
The floor.
Okay.
The ceiling of the room below, of course. Duh, that was very clear.
If I remember correctly, this tower is in, like, a forested area, is that correct?
The tower is on an island in the middle of a lake in a forested area.
Okay, so we would have been near tree. If I leap out a window, there's going to be a tree beneath me 20 feet down.
There's going to be an island beneath you, which is small enough that there are no trees on it. And then past that, there is water. And then way past that, there's forest.
Oh, so the forest, okay.
So you could maybe land on the island. You could maybe land in shallow water. You could maybe land in deep water. You think probably...
You could land in deep water if I throw you.
You think if you just try to
plunge... Hey, Bathwack, I'll bet you're too much of a pussy to hit the water with me.
Oh, my God!
I aim very carefully at the wall.
You think probably if you try to jump out, you'll suffer pretty significant damage if you hit the ground.
Okay.
You know, if you hitting the ground. You don't think you're going to get far enough out. It's not, the island is not like a column in the middle of the lake. It's got a shore with a gradually deepening lake leading outwards.
All right. Well, don't have a lot of options here. So how far away is the hole in the floor?
10 feet. But 10 feet is a long way when there's a 6 foot, however tall, turtle man.
I hate this place, by the way.
Well, I know, I will say, from when that coffin maker got by me, Light could probably reach something because, man, that coffin maker got by me and I was like ready to run after him, but he got by me because of the turn thing.
Yeah, I mean, there is an action you could take to disengage, which means you can avoid taking opportunity action.
Why I'm mentioning this? I don't know.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Will wants him to get away.
But you also have no qualms about hurting any of these people.
Right. I figured as much.
Oh, no.
There's, like, okay, so if I jump out the window, it's four stories down. But if I jump through the hole in the floor, it's also four stories down, right?
The platform is descending.
Oh, my God.
You think based on its rate of descent, it might be down the floor below? This whole place is not in the best of shape, so landing on that doesn't necessarily mean you won't then plummet to further stories.
Okay.
It is descending on chains.
To die sandwiched between a piece of wood and a giant lizard.
Okay, assuming that, like, just his only goal then, you know, he has no will to be like, I don't want to hurt this guy or anything like that.
You don't want to hurt anybody. Like, you're not out to kill everybody. Your right. goal is to get out with this, and everything else is incidental.
Right, so it's what's going to maximize my chances of getting out of here.
Right, and not just getting out of the tower, like, getting away. Like, you falling and breaking both your legs is not really aligned with that goal.
Okay. Well, then I think I'll make a run for one of the corners of the hole and try to grab one of the chains.
Okay. And are you going to take an action to disengage, or are you going to absorb the hit with the hope that you can climb down further? Because you could use your action to, like, start climbing.
If the overwhelming goal is to get out of here, I don't think he would take time to disengage.
Okay. So Lank makes a bolt for the hole, Bathwack. Opportunity attack is certainly in your purview if you would choose to take it.
Yeah, flat side of the sword. I'll aim for any part I can hit. I don't have to roll at disadvantage anymore, right?
Correct. You are standing. You can roll at full.
That's good, because I rolled a 17.
All right.
Plus 7.
Got it.
Plus 7?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Plus 7. Jiminy.
All right, that hits, but you're definitely not trying to aim with the blade of the sword. So let's say just roll your damage, and then let's halve it. Have it.
Divided by two?
Yeah.
Oh, whistle you a song between my teeth. Please edit this out. Please edit this out.
It's such a nice song.
She's just going to repeat it for 2 minutes.
I rolled an 8. That's 14 damage divided by 2.
All right. So you get smacked with the flat side of Bathwack's sword, Lank, and you take 7 damage.
I'm imagining I clothesline him and he falls down, but I know that doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
Oh, man.
Wait. All right.
Like, really tough, Link.
Yes, he is. So are you.
Does anyone remember what woke Link up last time?
I think I just came back, didn't I?
Catching on fire, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah, after he got attacked by a fireball, he was back, but I don't think we know that. I think he was back in his bed. That's what you said. Like, he got attacked by a fireball, then he woke up in bed. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that, though. Unless he told us in the meantime.
No, but what about the time that he attacked Bathwack?
That was a different thing. That was Strahd telling him to hurt Bathwack.
But how did that end?
I think he had it was like some kind of save or something.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Strahd's outside. That's a good point.
Flinsky was like this, too, and we had to knock him out.
Yeah, he went completely unconscious.
Yeah.
All right, so Lank makes it to the chain and starts shimmying downwards. He basically gets to, like, head height and is working his way down the chain, following past the... Well, actually, that's a question. You could hold on... The chain is actually technically descending, Greg, so you could just hold on and just go, or you
No, I think he would slide.
Yeah, all right. So he's starting down the chain. He's making his way down. He's just out of sight down through the hole in the floor. And Greg, give me a wisdom saving throw.
16.
Okay, got it. Cool. All right. Bathwack, it's your turn.
All right. No one has clued me in about Nat yet.
No, I did scream it.
Didn't you hear Rafina go, Nat, 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 Nat?
Oh, I didn't understand. I thought she was casting a spell.
Some excuse.
You're fully aware of what's going on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm ignoring it. I'm gonna go after. Oh, I'm so conflicted because I really like Nick.
Yeah, he's your best friend.
I really
he's
like
your
Nick,
only ally.
There are at least three of you who can deal with him. So I'm gonna go after Lank.
In what way?
In what way? That's the question.
Write a strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
Petition your local lawmaker.
Dear sir, I protest.
Write a letter to the paper.
Gosh, I mean, I've never fought Cirque du Soleil style.
Yay!
If I leap off of here onto the platform, there's a good chance it's going to break under me.
You think it's certainly not impossible.
Oh God!
Mm-hmm. And there are the chains. I mean, some of the options I could shout up, but then Lank could just yell down, and we'd just be bouncing back and forth.
Oh,
yes! Forever.
Oh my God! That's hilarious.
I could also hasten his descent.
Into mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to shout up, and then I'm going to use one action to try to cleave the chain that he's hanging on.
Whoa.
Got it. Okay. You definitely hit, so give me just a straight strength check.
All right.
These are pretty thick chains, but you're a pretty thick lizard.
All right. I rolled a 16, so that's straight strength check, so that's 20.
All right. Your sword is I'm sure, well cared for and very sharp. So the force of those muscly, lizardy, turtly arms goes right into that point of that sword. And it severs that chain.
Damn it, now I'm going to have to sharpen my sword again.
Yep. You would have anyway. You're obsessed. You're just excited you have a reason to.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes.
All this is going on while Lank's life is in danger. All I can think about is my sword.
Okay. So you yell up, the chains stop, and then, like, they slowly come to a stop and then start to go the other way as you wind up and hack into this chain, and basically you're met with a bit of resistance, and then chunk, you cut through, and that chain just descends, while the other three chains still continue to ascend, because they're still being pulled upwards. And you hear a loud below.
What?
What was the ka-ching?
Well, if he was holding onto that chain, he must have fallen to at least where the platform is. Right?
Or this is swung Lank down beneath it.
Lank is the one who made that noise.
I wasn't quite sure how the attachment works. I guess I should have checked that before I cut it.
So I'm either on the platform or I'm now swinging below the platform at an equal
we'll find out.
Distance below.
Oh man, there's so many ways that I didn't think this through. Because like Lank could now be hanging, you know, 3 feet off the ground and just let go and run away. He could have pancaked onto the ground. Or he could something else. I don't know.
Lank, you take 7 damage.
7?
Yep, and I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
That is 19.
Okay. You are suddenly aware of your surroundings and in full control of your capacity. Ooh. Nobody else knows this, so don't listen to what I'm saying.
But I know... I've been aware this whole time.
Right, but now you're in control.
So it's not like
I have no compulsion.
I was asleep, and now I was like, oh, I'm on a chain dangling, or I'm pancaked on a rickety platform.
You've been fighting for control of your body, and have now been granted control.
Okay.
Nobody else knows that. Okay. And I'll tell you what's going on with you in a minute when we get to your turn. Bathwack, you still have technically a second attack left.
I can move too, right?
Yep.
I'm going to start to slide down one of the other chains.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shout, if Lank is nowhere to be seen, I'm going to shout down. That'll be the end of my turn.
All right. Which chain? So you cut one of them. Are you going to cut, slide down one of the ones closest to that or the one on the far side?
One of the ones closest to that.
Okay. So you can start shimmying down. You're fighting against the upward movement of the chain.
Yeah.
But you can start moving down. You look down below you. It's pretty dark. You can't really make out Lank. You can see the corner that he was climbing down where that chain is. That chain, it looks like it's dipping below, and that corner of the platform is sagging downwards. It looks like it's being pulled downwards.
Okay. And now I'm going to shout down to try to help me get down.
Oh, I see. Shout. I see. Yeah, yeah. You're not shouting downwards. You're shouting the word down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm just shouting the word down. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
More like roaring it. It's more of a roar. It's not really a shout. Yeah.
What does it sound like?
Oh, I would love to tell you, but I can't reproduce it.
Human ears can't hear it.
Okay, so you all see Bathwack now grab another chain and head down the hole, and you hear this inhuman growl that you can almost determine as the word down, and it's confirmed when the chains start reverse direction and start heading downwards again. Hmm. Will, it's your turn.
All right, so now we know that Nick's being attacked.
You do, yes.
And the werewolf just attacked Rafina as well.
Tried to. He's on his butt in front of her, between her and Lank. Or Nick, sorry.
Okay. I'm going to cast Hold Person on the werewolf child.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. What's your DC?
15.
All right. He fails.
Oh, good. Okay. So he's frozen.
He's held. Yeah. So that means he's basically paralyzed, right? He can't move.
Right. Yeah. So like smoky, swirly shit comes out of my fingertip as I point at him and it twirls around him like it's barbed wire looking kind of shit and
okay.
Holding him tight. And then I yell to Rafina that he's held, you know, he won't move for a little bit. Go help Nick.
He can save at the end of his turns, right?
Well, actually, I don't know, but I'm trying to communicate to Rafina to save Nick.
I'm just mechanically trying to tell you what you know so you can communicate effectively.
At the end of each of its turns, the target makes another wisdom saving throw.
On each turn it makes, at the end of it, he can
save. So does that count? So, like, on his turn, he still gets to do another one, even though just now, like... What? Like, I just held him, so he shouldn't be able to do a turn.
He's
right?
Paralyzed until he saves, which would be at the end of his turn. So at the very minimum, he'll miss a turn.
Okay. So he's held for now. All right. Mm-hmm. So he says something like that. Like, werewolf child is frozen for right now. Help Nick.
How long is he frozen for?
I don't know. As long as I can hold him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run over to the hole. Mm-hmm. And how far down is it? Can I even see it at this point? It's really far.
You look down?
Yeah.
So you see Batwack starting to go down on the chain. He's between you and the third floor. Mm-hmm. It's pretty dark down there. There's no light. So mm-hmm. he basically kind of descends into darkness. You can't see the platform. No, you could probably just make out the platform itself. You don't see Lank at all.
I don't see Lank, but mm-hmm. I see the platform. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's probably right around with the level of the third floor.
Okay. I'm going to have Bernard jump down there to the platform.
Onto the platform?
Yep.
As the dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No!
I know! Oops!
All right. give me a dexterity check for Bernard.
Out with suspecting that Eric was trying to kill Nick off. Everybody else is going to die here. Everybody but Nick.
Nick slowly heals from his wounds naturally. He comes to. He just looks around. What the fuck?
Oh no!
The rest of the game is just Nick.
And he's a dog. He can't be that much. I mean, he's a St. Bernard.
First, I want him to make a dexterity check.
Dexterity check. I don't know what to add to it.
What did you roll?
8. He's just going to die. I killed my brother again. Oh no.
Let me see if I can load up his...
He didn't really kill him the first time. That was his own choice, but I kind of did. It's my fault.
Don't let it get to you.
Go, dog brother. Don't die.
Okay. Oh, no. So, you see him just leap down towards the platform. Mm-hmm. He overshoots a bit and lands on the third floor.
Oh, wow.
Which is a crumbling mess.
Oh, no, no!
And you see him land, you hear a crunch.
Oh, no.
And then he falls through the floor.
Oh, great. I just killed my brother. Sorry, guys.
So you see a crunch, and then you hear a thud.
I see a crunch. Wow.
You see the floor crunch, and the dust puffs up in the letters C-R-U-N-C-H. So, yes, I am correct. Oh. Do not doubt me! All right. And Bernard lands on the floor below.
Oh, no.
You think.
Wait, I can't tell whether he's alive or not. He's my...
I guess you're aware. Yes, yeah. He's not dead.
Okay. I'm so sorry. We can't let that holy symbol get away. We're going to freaking die if it gets away.
Is that to him in your
yes.
head?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's like... it's like this dust comes up in the litter in the shape of the word crunch. It's like for a brief moment, Will realizes that he's living in a simulated world.
Yeah, then... yeah, no!
You see this -3 float up in red numbers from down below.
Oh, I can go back to sleep, guys. This isn't even real. See you later.
And you hear him say, I see Lank. He's dangling from this chain.
Oh, shit. And I probably don't have enough time to say that to Bathwack.
No, you spent your free time communicating with your familiar there.
And Rafina. I said too much. Will has like double the amount of speech.
Rafina, it's your turn.
I talk so much that I'm just...
He's developed his own... Yeah, his own like method of speech. He's
hey,
got
Rafina,
like... He's like a stenographer. He has shorthand, but for talking.
Why use big word when small word will do?
Okay. I reach out and I'm able to touch Nick, right? I can reach him?
Yes, he is writhing in looks like in apparent pain on the floor
so
in front of you.
I'm gonna do healing word and I say healing word because that's the spell.
Okay.
And at that he loses 10 hit points.
His eardrums start bleeding.
Sorry, it's a side effect.
So what does he get?
It's a level... I'm going to use it as a level 2 slot, so it's 2d4 plus 7. I keep trying to lose my d4 so I won't have to use it, but it's one of the 3 that I still have.
It should be plus 7, though. It should be like plus whatever your wisdom modifier is or your...
It says level 2 slot, 2d4 plus 7.
7
and
is...
I didn't write it.
You know, it's Earth Day today. We should really make people aware that they should recycle their dice. and not lose them behind the couch. Like Abigail.
Is that where you've been putting them?
Oh, I don't know where they are. I have no idea. They're probably in a seagull by now.
But wait a
in
second.
Seagull? Oh, no.
I just realized Abby has to roll not one, but 2d4s, guys. Oh, so shit. Buckle up.
Yep.
I know how now, guys. I listened to that episode.
So oh, now... no.
This might make it worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the one on the bottom. Woo, they're all the same number.
Yay.
Okay, I got a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And a 1.
Okay.
Poop on a stick. All right. 4 plus 7 is 11.
Cool.
Did you say it should be something else, though?
I feel like it's 7 seems... It's supposed to just be plus your spellcasting ability modifier, which I think for you is wisdom. There might be something in your class that gives you more, so I might just be ignorant to that.
It says bonus from discipline of life.
Oh, that must be it. Then there you go. Okay. So there we go.
You are trying to kill off Nick, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Fail.
No, you'll see in just a moment here.
Oh, okay. Shit.
No, he's just trying to werewolf him, that's oh all.
My God, don't waste my spell.
Werewolf? No.
Oh, crap. You're right. He got bit.
Balaki sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, we've got a level.
Barovia, in general.
Barovia in general just completely blows. Yeah.
Which one's the township and which one is the principality?
Sorry, I'm thinking about what Esmeralda's doing. I'm not listening to you guys.
Okay, cool.
It is Esmeralda's turn. Seeing that this tiny wolf child is completely paralyzed and seeing that's the only threat there, she turns and she grabs another one of the chains and starts descending next to you, or a little bit above you, Batwack.
Oh man, Esmeralda's my new friend if Nick dies.
Just replace them, you know.
It looks pretty awesome. She like sheathes her rapier as she does it and like runs and just like jumps out into nothing and grabs one of the chains on the far end.
Badass.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right.
There's a love connection across the chains.
I hope Nick doesn't die though. I really like Nick.
Yeah, I know. I don't want him to die either, but Eric is like, I think he's hell bent on it. I'm a little worried right now.
Yeah.
I'm just telling a story, guys. This is just what's happening.
You're gonna make us kill him. You're gonna make us kill Nick.
Like don't the kill the messenger. This is just the world that I'm communicating to you.
Right.
Anyway.
Always a watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is Nat's turn. And you see him just looking around with wild eyes. You see him transform before your eyes into a full-on wolf.
Whoa. What?
Oh.
Oh, no.
He's growling under his breath, but he still can't move. But he is going.
I thought you were
going
to see it turn back into a boy, and then it would become morally ambiguous
yeah,
again.
But I wouldn't care. I'll fucking bind that child. Will doesn't give a shit.
All right, and then another wisdom save. He is
you
due.
You better.
So what's your DC again?
15.
All right, and he fails.
Oh, phew.
Okay, and now it is Nick's turn. And his thrashing subsides a little bit as you send your blessed healing upon him, Rafina.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The gash in his throat stitches up a bit. The blood subsides. And you see him just let out a single breath. And then you see hair start to sprout from his face.
No!
Damn it!
You fucker! I swear to God!
Not okay.
No!
Not okay.
And his hands.
No.
His teeth lengthen.
The joys of Barovia.
Oh my god.
His joints sort of pop and snap as his legs lengthen a little bit. And
I hate you.
He lets out a mournful and he leaps to his feet. And there is standing in front of you a hybrid wolf Nick form. With rapier and short sword in hand. And it's Lank's turn.
I quit.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, man.
Should have set a watch. Lank, so.
How would that have helped?
Don't ask me that. I don't know. Didn't happen. Lank, when Batwack cut the chain, you plummeted downwards. You crashed through the rotted floor that the third floor is made of. The blow from that was what caused you to basically wake up fully and be in control of yourself. And you are now swinging from a chain right around where the second floor is below the platform. which is now descending. You're holding the holy symbol that was recently worn by Bathwack.
Is he going up or down? I'm confused.
Everybody holding onto a chain is going down, because the last command issued was you in the unhearable dragonborn growl.
So he's hanging, like, all our chains go up and his goes down.
Correct.
But all the chains are going down.
Yes, the entire assembly is going down. He is below the platform, and you and Esmeralda are above the platform.
Okay, cool. Can I see him, by the way?
Nope. It's dark.
Nope, all right.
And he's below floor and platform.
I think then Lank is simply going to first shout up, and then start climbing the chain as quickly as he can.
Okay.
While he'll shout up, I don't know how to... I guess people know about his history, so I guess he can just say, Bathwack, I was asleep! Sorry, my bad.
All right. Also, you saw Bernard hit the floor kind of right next to you.
Oh.
Just so you know.
I'm trying to get back up, because I know... I would have known that there was other stuff going on. Did I know that? I could hear all of this, because I was awake.
Yeah,
I could hear Rafina screaming about Nick Nat.
You actually saw Nat wake up, transform, and trot over to Nick and begin to feast on him.
Well, if only I could have spoken up sooner.
Hmm. See, we did set a watch. It just turned out that our watch turned into a jerk.
Hey!
Inadvertently.
So, knowing that things are going on and not wanting to take too much time, I shout up, climbing up the chain, mm-hmm. Shout up to Bathwack, I'm awake now. I'm on my way.
Okay. You give me a strength check for climbing, and Bathwack, give me an insight check.
21 for strength.
All right.
3 for insight.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right.
That's not good.
Lank, you are able to haul yourself up onto the platform as it ascends. And Bathwack, you have no idea if he's telling the truth or if that's just another ruse.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced anyway. That was a really terse reply.
Yeah, so unlike Lank.
I was hanging from a chain and shit. This isn't the first time we've been through this, Bathwack. God's sake. At least I didn't hit you this time the way last time, apparently. I like tried to cut your leg off.
So yes, you're now on the platform, Lank. It's a little unsteady because there's one chain missing, but it's got the 3 points of contact, and it is slowly ascending. You see Esmeralda and Bathwack above you, descending on non-broken chains.
I'm going to pull out the holy symbol and hand it to Bathwack.
All right.
Can you reach me?
Not yet.
Can you reach me?
I'm going to hand it toward Bathwack.
you're holding it up toward me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that just saved all our lives.
Yeah, really.
Bathwack has a smell. He just got a spell called Smite Tower. He was just...
If I can't have this holy symbol, no one can!
I just had in mind that, like, he has to get that back in his hands before everything's okay. Unless you give a really convincing speech, which you did not.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Wait, let me go back. I'm going to jump off on the second floor with the dog and be like, Bathwack, dear friend, hear me. Though I was but late, not myself, now I swear that I am of a right mind and right disposition.
The dog takes an opportunity attack on you.
I shall smite thee, dear Link.
Hey, right. I'm being eloquent as shit down here for you.
This could have been in one of Shakespeare's histories, for God's sake. Well, let's find out what happens. Bathwack, it is your turn.
Okay, so what do I see?
You see the dwarf haul himself up onto the platform. You hear everything we just described. He stands up, and he is extending your holy symbol you had been Yeah, Carrie.
Not your. I mean, come on. Collectively, we found it.
The Morning Lord's holy symbol.
All right, good. I'll continue to shimmy down the chain until I'm sort of beginning to reach out for it. It's a little bit creepy because I feel a little bit greedy about it. Yeah, so I don't know if I can reach it quite yet, but I'm going to try really hard.
Okay. You're descending with the platform, and it's going up, so you're kind of going cross purposes, which just makes it easier. You can make it down and get your feet on the platform.
Great. Okay, I'm going to keep one arm on the chain because this platform's messed up.
Yep.
And I'll take the holy symbol from Lang's hand. If he gives it to me, do you give it to me?
Yes.
All right, good. Bethar kind of exhales and sheaths his sword with his other hand and says, "Are you all right, Lang?"
I don't know. I was sleepwalking again, for want of a better term. But all I know is that the urge was to take that, he points at the holy symbol, and get out of here. I don't know where. But clearly I'm not immune to whatever this is.
All right, well, I'm glad you're back. Let's go up and make sure everything's all right upstairs.
Now that the crisis has passed, I'm sure there's nothing else going wrong.
Speaking of nothing else going on, wrong. Will, it's your turn.
Oh, no. Okay. Do I know that Nick is a werewolf? I see that, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very clear.
When I have a concentration spell, like hold person going on, can I not cast other spells?
I believe you have, they can't be concentration spells, okay, but let me see. I believe that's, if I remember correctly, but, okay. So what breaks it is casting a spell that requires concentration, taking damage, or being incapacitated or killed.
Okay. All right, don't kill me, anybody.
Don't get killed.
Not right now.
But also it says, I have GM power, so that if something happens, like a wave crashing over you or something that I think would break your concentration.
Is there going to be a wave crashing over the tower? Is that what's going to happen?
You're in the middle of a lake. You have no idea what's
going to happen. Suddenly a storm brews.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try to charm person Nick.
Okay.
Because you can do it on a humanoid, which I'm assuming if he's half human, half wolf.
He is currently still
like,
a humanoid.
Nick, hey, werewolf buddy, that's so awesome. Look at you, you have magical powers now. And I'm going to like try to like do as magic a charm person as, because like often I do charm person and I try to do it as subtly as possible, but Nick loves magic. And I'm going to try to do it as sparkly as I can.
Okay.
The most sparkly charm person.
Magics?
It's going to be like, look at this magic. Aren't you my magical friend? Look at your magic, your werewolf magic. So much magic going on. Best friends, right?
Say magics.
And I magics. Magics. Clapping my hand and there's just like purple smoke and as many sparkles as I can.
Okay.
Make the spell look as fancy as I can.
All right. Is it another saving throw spell, I believe?
It is.
I don't think you make
a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I have a question for Alex.
Oh.
First of all, what's the range on your saving throw buff thing that you give to your friends?
I think it's 10 feet. It's almost certainly 10 feet.
Okay.
Is Nick currently benefiting from that?
Yeah.
That was my other question
feet.
Is, I believe that Bathwack would still consider Nick his ally.
Fuck.
Of course.
But he's not close enough for him to benefit from that.
I have no idea.
He's basically on the floor below. So, okay, 10 feet. That's fine. All right, wisdom saving throw. Here we go. Well, Nick has a -2 to wisdom saving
throw. Yes, please!
As you might have guessed.
Please!
Knowing Nick.
Please, Nick. Please,
and
Nick.
And that is a, what was your DC?
15.
All right.
Please.
So,
please.
You cast your spell. And
I get ready to fly the fuck out of there because I'm going to die any second.
It fails.
No! You are a liar.
I'm not.
Oh, you a liar.
I will, I'll be honest. It was a tie.
Yeah.
And in which case, nothing is happening. And I was deciding whether I should push it the other way, but I decided not to.
Oh, my God.
So I went by the rules with the tie.
Why is Eric mean tonight and following the rules?
He wants to kill Nick. I swear to God.
I want interesting things to happen. It's dramatic. Would you like to do anything else? Your dog is...
Can I tell that it failed?
Yeah.
I jump down the hole and die. Because I'm going to die anyway.
Do you actually jump the hole down the hole?
No, I don't jump down the hole.
I just... Before Bathwack arrives, I just want to mention that he has, you know, a very black and white view of morality.
It's not, there's no gray areas.
Oh my god, he's gonna kill me.
There's something that Blank meant to say to Bathwack that I forgot about, and now I don't know if I can toss this in.
The DM probably won't let you, Greg.
We'll
That's
see.
Not, yeah. He's being all strict and shit.
We'll see. I think seeing that that failed, and I don't know if I can do this, so you're gonna have to tell me. Hmm. Seeing that it failed, can I run forward, grab the kid, and run toward the door?
What door?
What door?
Isn't there a door?
There's a hole.
What door?
You're 4 feet up. All the walls are exterior walls. There are windows.
I thought there was a door downstairs or something
there
like that.
There is a platform and an elevator. There are no stairs in this building.
All right. I just killed myself. I swear to God.
How do you kill yourself?
All right. Wait, what windows are there? You said there were narrow slit windows.
There are both arrow slits and there are four. This is kind of like an octagonal shaped. It's not an equilateral octagonal shape, but there are window slits, arrow slits, and there are four windows.
Okay.
I have a proposal. Death by arrow slit extrusion.
Yes. Backwhack, push me!
My skull is crushed, but I make it out in arrow slit width.
Most of you does.
Can I? I don't know if like picking something up is like more of an action. I have no idea.
I'm gonna see where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to pick up the kid and run toward a window.
Okay. Yeah.
Throw him out.
All right.
Just kidding.
He's stiff as a board.
Okay.
Because he's held.
But I can pick
person.
Up. A
I'm not. I'm just describing. I'm being evocative with my words.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, he's very hairy. Oh wait, no, he's a wolf now.
Oh, pick up the wolf. Oh,
but he's
fuck,
still small.
Wait,
he's not like a full-sized adult wolf. He's small.
He's like a cub.
He's a chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chihuahua werewolf.
He's a doxy.
Yeah, how big is he as a dog?
I mean, wolf. He's probably about as big as Bernard is.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's could
huge.
Could I pick that up?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's not resisting.
Fuck.
I think we just established that you could pick up Bernard, too. That's cool.
Yeah. Which is, like, so surprising.
Well, you can't pick up Bernard.
That's right.
You can pick up the Nard dog.
The Nard dog.
Nard dog.
All right, yeah. I'm going to try to pick up the wolf child that I'm still focusing on trying to hold him and head towards a window.
Okay. Far away from Nick?
Yeah, whatever opposite Nick would be.
You can get, I mean, do you want to get... There's a window that you could get, try to work your way towards on the other side of the room, or you could get to one of two other windows. You could get to a window, but it's a little closer to Nick, if that makes sense. They're at 4 points of the room.
I want to go away from Nick. He is a grown-ass wolf man that I just tried to charm person, and he's not going to like that.
So let's say, for sake of argument, he's at the north end of the room, kind of near one of the windows, so you're going to head towards the south window rather than get to the east or western window.
Right, yes.
Okay, because you have to go around the hole and blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're carrying, dragging this frozen wolf boy towards a window.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens there, guys. Let's find out.
Oh, God.
But first off, let's go to Rafina.
I'm so mad. Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Well, you're mad. We know.
No, I'm mad at you. No, I'm just kidding.
I am too. You don't have to be kidding.
Which is a little weird because it's a little weird being mad at you and also... Also loving Nick at the same time.
I know. Yeah.
I know. Isn't it so hard?
So Rafina whips out her fancy silver bow. Wait, it is silver, right?
It is a crossbow, and the bolts are silvered.
Okay, good. That's
but recall that you have established Strahd as your...
So I can't use it on anyone else?
You may, but I believe you're at disadvantage. If
Hasn't it been like 3 months? It expires after
It's also been like 8 hours.
Yeah. It was this morning.
Oh, it's the only silvered thing I've got. So I gotta do it. And I'm aiming at Nick.
Actually, hold on 1 second. Actually, the phrasing in the weapon is, while your sworn enemy lives, you have disadvantage on attack rolls with all other weapons.
Yeah, oh.
So you're fine using this.
Whoa, what?
Nice.
But she has disadvantage if she tries to use any other weapons.
Ever? On anybody?
While your sworn enemy lives.
Oh my god.
The other question I have is Strahd alive?
Yeah, I know, seriously. That's a loophole there.
He unlives. He's unlived.
He's very unlive.
Yes. All right. So yes, you are not at disadvantage with the bow.
So I'm aiming for Nick's kneecaps.
Okay.
And I don't intend to kill him. So that's why I'm doing that.
Mm. Okay.
6 plus 6.
Plus
a million other things.
Oh,
it's
also a +2 weapon, so you get to add an additional 2.
Yeah.
All right. So that is 14. Okay. You see Wolf Nick nimbly dodge out of the way.
What?
Yep.
Oh God.
So has he dodged out of away from me out of the way?
No, he just kind of ducked a little bit. He's still in the same place, kind of right in front of you.
How could he duck? I'm a lot shorter than he is.
He jumped. He leaped over your bolt. He lifted 1 foot. And your bolt skittered across the floor because it actually was continually in contact with the floor the whole time.
It was too low. Okay. I stamp my foot and I swear in halfling.
Ooh.
Whoa. What does that sound like?
You don't want to know.
It sounds just like a dragonborn shouting down. It's literally the same sound.
A human cannot hear it. It's true.
Oh, crap. And the platform is supposed to be going.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.